This is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And if you want to check out any of the upcoming chamber events, go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Cindy Taylor with Taylor Tours, or the owner of, I'm doing this recording on Zoom. You know, you've got the train. Is that the Matterhorn behind you?
Yes, that is. It's the Glacier Express train. Dreaming we were there right now.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I'm curious. I guess we can all guess what 2020 was like for your industry. Before the interview, you mentioned, you know, you joined the chamber and then boom, COVID hit, shut everything down. So how are you doing?
You know, this year is really starting to look up. And last year, I took it as an opportunity to just learn as much as I could, find out which travel suppliers would be the best fit for my clients. You know, I became destination specialist for certain areas and, you know, took a lot of training, did tons of webinars. So I took it as a good learning opportunity. And, you know, this year we're already starting to see some changes. We're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. People definitely want to travel and are definitely interested in traveling again. So we're just hoping things will smooth out sooner than later.
So when you mentioned some of the training, so where are some of the areas that you became an expert in?
I became an Ireland destination specialist. Also, I became a Sandals resort specialist. You know, uh-huh. And I actually had the opportunity to go to Grenada and visit their resort last year. So that was really nice. And just some of the other ones, Jamaica, I learned about Jamaica. But mostly, you know, my primary focus has been in the past on European travel and wine and culinary travel. But obviously, I had to pivot a little bit last year. You know, we couldn't travel to Europe. And so I just took an opportunity to learn more about the destinations I didn't know a lot about. Ireland, I've been there several times and planned trips for people there several times. So that one was kind of a no-brainer, but some of the other ones, Kauai was another one, you know, and learned about that. And so there are quite a few, and just tons of webinars with the different travel suppliers.
So if somebody, you know, I mentioned before we went on the air, you know, we were looking at about 24 of us, multifamily, all of our relatives going on a big trip. It was going to be an Alaskan cruise in June, and that got paused. If somebody now is looking to, you know, put an itinerary together, what are some of the things that you can help them with? Because I said to somebody, we all need something to look forward to. So even if it's a trip I'm planning at the end of this year, or even into 2022, I think we all need to have that, like you said, the light at the end of the tunnel. What should people know, and what's different now in planning a trip?
You know, right now, we really look at which travel suppliers are offering flexibility and the change plans, you know, travel insurance, things like that. Those are things that I definitely look at when planning trips for people. But I am seeing a trend in multi-generational trips, you know, grandparents that want to take their kids and their grandkids on trips, especially when, you know, this is all over and everyone can travel safely again. So I'm seeing a lot of that. And then when I put a trip together, it's called Tailored Tours because I tailor to what you want and I listen to what you want, and I'll put everything together based on what your family or friends would need in a vacation. So it's, and we have access to so many different regions, so many different travel suppliers. So, I mean, there's so many different things that we can do.
My own, ignorance from looking at this. I mean, I look at it and go, I would love to be able to say, here's what we all like to do. Now you put it all together. Because I don't like going into the details. I'm like adventurous. I'm like, I'll go do whatever. My wife, however, likes to control all that. And so
right.
Walk me through. I mean, do you charge extra for this? I mean, which I think would be well worth it. How does that work?
So we start out, you know, I'll just start out with a regular consultation with the clients, find out what they're interested in, what some of their vacations have looked like in the past, what they're looking for at a vacation now, what everyone in their group is interested in doing. And we'll do a travel interest survey, kind of get an idea you know, feel of, you know, travel dates, but as well as regions you'd want to go to, you know, your everything from food preferences to, you know, is anybody in your group in military or first responder, because a lot of times we'll offer discounts for that as well. And just really tailor it. And then I'll work with you, you know, to come up with the best itinerary based on what you and your family would want.
Now, do you do, you know, national and international? I mean, if somebody said, hey, I've never done an East Coast tour, I want something put together, can you help them with that?
Yeah, we actually do have a tour that we're putting together for this May. And it's through a really great travel company. This is a group tour, and it's the islands of New England. So it explores all, you know, New England, and it's just, it's a really great tour. We have several spots open for that, and I have all the information of that on my website under our guided group tours. So that's going to be a really fun tour.
And what is your website?
It's www.taylored tours.com.
So taylortours.com, and you've got,
yes,
people want to check out the New England trip, they can go on there and click.
Yes, definitely. You know, and it's going to be a fun tour, a culinary tour. You know, we will eat a lot of really good food, a lot of seafood, and we'll just explore some really cool areas in New England.
Wow, I like that. I remember one time, actually, my wife and I first were dating, we did a, we got this killer airfare into Stowe, Vermont, of all places. We went there, and then we just went down the coast. I remember touring down. We went into Kennebunkport. I'll never forget. We got there, and it was, we didn't, you know, we went to a bed and breakfast type situation. And I said, well, how much is it? And he said, oh, we're just past the silly season, $50 a night. And I'm like, well, what rooms? And she gave us like five keys and go look at all of them. Come back and tell me which one you like. I mean, it was awesome. It was one of the most fun trips we ever did, just spontaneous and went. But what an experience that did that, like you said, the culinary and just different on the East Coast. And what I love about doing something with your group is it's, you don't have to worry about anything, right? I mean, it's all, you know where you're going to go, and you can go and explore. And I would assume if you want to break away, do you have built in, like you can have a few hours, go off and do your own thing?
Yes, there's always built in free time on your own in any of these guided group tours. And, you know, it's this one, I mean, we visit Cranberry Bogs, you know, which,
oh, wow,
it's just really unique places that we go to. It's a fun tour.
Now, and then what about traveling overseas? I mean, obviously with COVID, there's a lot of, I would assume, new protocols, things. What are some of the things that people need to know about, and how do you then help them navigate that?
Sure. I mean, definitely, you know, I'm booking international late fall right now, as well as into next year. I have several trips planned next year as well. But definitely travel insurance, change plans, you know, just definitely look at flexibility in travel just in case. I mean, I'm really hoping that things will open up.
All are.
Right.
And along with that, though, with the with travel insurance, and I would assume also the individuals, and you know, need to plan to be flexible. And I always say, you know, don't get stressed about it, even though we get stressed. I'm like, what do you mean my flight, you know, got delayed or canceled? I got it. That's why utilizing someone like yourself with expertise, if a flight's canceled, that's what you're there for. You can help navigate that.
Right.
So, I got this.
Right. And that's, you know, I'll advocate for my clients from the planning stages all the way through when they travel and even after their trip. So I'll be there for them throughout the duration of everything. And now that you mentioned that, I think my theme quote or whatever for the year, and I'm actually wearing a shirt that says it, is enjoy the journey, but embrace the detours. So that's...
Say that one more time. What was that again?
Enjoy the journey, but embrace the detours.
Oh, I love that, because it's... You know, and I always tell people, my wife a few times, we've traveled and something that just blew up and went awry. And I always would look at her and say, this is going to make a great story a couple of years from now. And she's like, "Oh, shut up, you know, right now." And I'm like, "No, but it, you know, it's that mindset and just kind of going, okay, we got this. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this." So now with your, with the tours out of Durango, sometimes I've seen some great airfares overseas. Sometimes you go, I got to drive to Denver, Albuquerque. Because sometimes you can actually get out of Durango and package that and make it worth, worth the money.
I often, you know, plan trips for people from Durango, actually from Durango Airport, because we're able to find some pretty decent fares.
Now, if you were going to put together a trip, is there like your top three destinations that you think are on kind of everyone's bucket list? Where would be the things you would, I mean, you mentioned Ireland. I would love to go there. That
right.
Incredible.
We actually have, a group trip in Ireland in October, and there's actually 4 spots open for that trip.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an Irish pub tour. So
sweet.
All over Ireland. So that's on the website as well. Ireland's huge. Scotland, we're seeing a lot of interest in. But recently, Iceland. Seeing a lot of interest in Iceland. So, yeah, I actually booked 3 Iceland trips this morning. So, you know, that's huge. And Italy always is one of my favorites to plan and book. And
the other thing, I mean, in Italy, because there for a while, it was so shut down and quiet. Is it starting to reopen? And, you know,
very slowly it's starting to reopen. And actually, Italy, now that we're talking about Italy, I'm partnering with Premi Pasta and Wine Bar. We partnered and started last month to do virtual wine workshops. And last month we did Christmas markets in Northern Italy. And then this month on the 21st, we're doing the regions of Puglia in Italy. And Tracy, the owner of Premi, will do a wine tasting. And then I'm going to do a virtual vacation through Puglia. So it's really fun.
Oh, wow. Now, how do you sign up for that?
That's all on Premi's website, and I also have links to that on my website under the events section.
And that's open to anybody.
Yeah, she's doing 2 different ones. She's doing one for locals, and she'll include a bottle of wine, so that's nice, and she'll walk you through the tasting with the wine, and you can sip on the wine while we do our virtual tour of the region. And then the other one is for anyone, anywhere, and they're both on the same night on the 21st.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm going to your website right after this interview and checking it out. So at taylortours.com, I'm going to ask you, what are the top 3 reasons to utilize your services?
I think if you want a very tailored vacation for you, for your family, and, you know, really want somebody to take time and listen to what you want and plan it, you can sit back, relax, and just let me take care of the details. And plus, I think the second thing is you'll have someone to advocate for you if anything would happen when you travel. And it just should be a relaxing experience for you and a not very stressful experience.
I definitely, I always say if it's more stressful just planning the vacation than getting to the vacation, there's something, you're misstepping. And I think, you know, with what you offer is so true that you can take the worrying out of it.
Right, exactly. And like you said before, having something planned, having a vacation plan, especially now when we haven't really been able to travel, just really gives you something to look forward to and anticipate. So I know when I don't have a trip planned, you know, it just kind of drives me crazy. I just really look forward to traveling.
Yeah. Can you help me with my plans and trip to the grocery store?
No.
Well, I laughed because I'm going, I've been to Uray with me, he lives up there. But yeah, I'm like, I haven't ventured out very much in the last few months. I can't believe we're almost out of time. So again, Cindy with taylortours.com. Check out the website. You've already got some customized trips coming up and some local things, and you're here to help.
Yes, definitely. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. No problem. I'm going to go check out the website again. It's taylortours.com. Cindy, thanks again for your time today.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great day.
You too. We'll send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.